The politics of terror is something new to our country.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Those are the words of Senator Larry Craig of Idaho. It has to do with how the memory of 9/11 and the fear of a future 9/11 have put their imprint on the process of governing in the most powerful nation on earth. It's hard to remember the time when one could just walk on board an airplane. And this week, Congress was using much of its scarce legislating time to deal with questions reflecting national nervousness. Congress voted to renew the 4-year-old Patriot Act with changes making it easier for federal agents to tap telephones in secrecy and obtain library and bank records without disclosing they had done so. The administration beat off a Democratic effort to get a congressional investigation of NSA eavesdropping, agreeing only to a 7-member panel to conduct oversight, but still permitting wiretaps without a warrant for up to 45 days. And then there is the great seaport controversy, which has generated more public wrath than any act of government in a long time. Republican leaders are up in arms against the commander-in-chief, demanding that he cancel an agreement with a company owned by Dubai, one of the United Arab Emirates. Some Republicans are attaching cancellation of the contract to that must-pass spending bill for Iraq and New Orleans. Lawmakers are acting as though their re-election depends on canceling the arrangement with the United Arab Emirates, and maybe it does. Republican Don Manzullo of Illinois says he hasn't seen this depth of reaction from his district in more than a decade. Osama bin Laden must be rejoicing on how he has scared the great superpower. This is Daniel Shore.